and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Our word for today is from 1 Samuel 13, verses 6 to 14. Let me read. When the Israelites saw that their situation was critical and that their army was hard-pressed, they hid in caves and thickets among the rocks and in pits and cisterns. Some Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul remained at Gilgal, and all the troops with him were quaking with fear. He waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. So he said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings." And Saul offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to greet him. "What have you done?" asked Samuel. Saul replied, "When I saw that the men were scattering and that you did not come at the set time and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash, I thought now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal. I have not sought the Lord's favor, so I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering." Samuel said, "You have done a foolish thing. You have not kept the command that the Lord your God gave you. If you had, He would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after His own heart and appointed him ruler of His people because you have not kept the Lord's command." We read about the time in history where King Saul disappointed God and how his fear actually cost him the future reign of his kingdom. And as we talk about leadership, we will look at two men in scriptures and how one lost his favor while the other received God's favor to lead the nation of Israel. Let's begin with Saul. During the reign of King Saul, the Philistines were the arch enemy of Israel. As the story said, sobra silang outnumbered, and the situation was so critical that some of the Israelites were so scared they began to hide, and some even abandoned their post, and even worse, shifted allegiance and betrayed King Saul by turning against the camp of Israel and joining the Philistines' camp. Samuel's instruction was clear. He was to wait for the prophet before offering the burnt offering. But in the moment of fear, he took matter into his own hands and he disobeyed the Lord's command. How many times have we made decisions based on fear? How in our desire to gain favor with God or with man, we take matters into our own hands and disobey the Lord or fail to wait on the Lord's instruction. The Lord desires our heart and our obedience over our sacrifice or whatever efforts we try to make to earn His favor. Verse 14 tells us that the very first quality God saw in David was his heart for God. The Lord has sought out a man after His own heart. God isn't after flawless resumes, but hearts aligned with His. Alam naman natin that David wasn't a perfect man or a perfect king, but he pursued God's agenda wholeheartedly. Even in his failures, he would seek God's forgiveness and guidance. I believe God is looking for leaders who have a heart that is sensitive to the things of God. One who will not make decisions out of fear, but rather faith. One who will not take matters into their own hands, but continue to trust and rely in the God that will carry them through. 2 Chronicles 16:19 affirms this verse when it says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." I want to emphasize that phrase. He strongly supports those whose heart is completely his. That means a life that is completely, totally committed to God. No lock rooms in our lives. Nothing is being hidden in his eyes. When we do wrong, we come clean, we come to him, we admit it, and immediately ask for the Lord's forgiveness. That's how David was, right? He was, again, no, hindi siya perfect. In fact, when he committed adultery with Bathsheba and murdered Uriah, his response to Nathan's was really Psalms 51:17. He actually wrote a psalm in his moment of desperation, in the moment that his sin was confronted. Sabi niya, his sacrifice was not a burnt offering, but a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. His grief came from the fact that God is grieved. He longed to please God, and he cannot stand the idea of living his life apart from the Spirit of God. And this is what I mean to have a heart after God. And that's my prayer for each and every one of us. I pray that we will be that kind of a spiritual leader, one who is after the heart of God, one who is pursuing the heart of our Father. And my prayer is, even as we walk with people and even as we journey with them, we too may be able to teach them that very important aspect of living our lives in complete commitment and reliance to God. Imagine being so close and so sensitive to the things of God that we are attuned and in sync with his plans and purposes for our lives, that we participate, we cooperate, we collaborate with the work of the Spirit in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. Imagine how quickly the gospel will spread. Imagine how transformative our church will be. Imagine the difference it will make in our families, in our communities, and even in the nations, if only we are to become a people after God's own heart. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are no longer a mystery to us, that you have drawn near and have dwelt among us. Lord, we thank you that you are Emmanuel, God who is near, that we can know you, we can know what pleases you, and how you desire us to live just by looking at the life of your Son, Jesus Christ. May we continuously desire to be transformed into a people after your own heart. In the beautiful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
The name of Jesus brings joy. His name brings healing. Oh, his name is power to restore my soul and give me new life. Oh, Lord, you comfort, you restore my soul, Lord, you call.
Thank you for joining us today. Even as we leave and go about our morning, I want to bless you with 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 23 to 24. It says here, "May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a faith-filled day today, and I hope you will cooperate and hear and seek God today as you go about your day. Bye!
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.